Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Time for Fan Mail Friday, where I'll be answering some questions and dropping some knowledge and feedback to help you kick the weekend off right. If you're new to the Art of Charm podcast, this is not a great place to start. Most of our content is more in-depth and longer format, so check out the best of at theartofcharm.com/best or the fundamentals toolbox at theartofcharm.com/toolbox. That's where we've got the fundamentals of body language and nonverbal communication, attraction, negotiation, networking, and everything else that we teach here at The Art of Charm. Guys, we have a survey at theartofcharm.com/survey. We really, really need your participation in this. This helps us find who's listening, so ladies represent, and also helps us find advertisers and sponsors that will actually be a good fit for you instead of, you know, we're talking about some of the stuff that may or may not have been on the show in the past. So that's at theartofcharm.com/survey. Takes less than 3 minutes. We need a lot of responses to make it credible. So please help us out by doing that. All right, let's cut to it. Now, somebody wrote in last week and had mentioned, how do I call people out if they park in a handicap space? And our friend Nathan, who's an attorney and AOC alum, said, hey, man, you got to be careful. There are non-visible disabilities that qualify people for handicap parking, like heart or lung disease, that prevent people from walking long distances. So calling people out could lead to a very uncomfortable situation. Just be careful. And you know what? You're totally right. I'm not talking about handicap parking spots, though, when I'm talking about calling people out. I get your point on the example here, but if you see something, say something. And if he replies with a smile and ticker ain't what it used to be, you know, move on. But this is more about calling people out whenever you have some sort of injustice going on that you catch. You don't have to be one of those moralistic warrior types. Those people can be annoying. But if you see somebody who's clearly just getting away with something all the time, you can take it upon yourself to call them out on it. And I don't think that you should be all up in everybody's business, so there's a fine balance. But when somebody's doing something, pushing people around, this is basically the adult version of bullying and scamming the system. And the more that we actually stand up for the things that we believe in, the better off this stuff's going to be. Now, you know, yeah, call people out who cut in line. It's BS. And if you don't do it, nobody else will. Of course, if somebody spits venom and says, you know, piss off, wanker, he's probably a crazy prick, deserves to have his car towed anyway. Lorraine wrote, I'm a big podcast junkie, and I was searching iTunes the other day for some new material and was excited to find your podcast. I just turned 24, and I'm constantly trying to improve myself, learn new things, figure out the tough stuff like relationships and career success. Based on the description of your show, it sounded like a great fit. Oh, wait. Except upon hearing my first episode and your slogan, I realized that my sex had been excluded entirely. I'm honestly shocked that in 2014 there would be a podcast that is marketing itself as exclusively for men. Unless every episode talks about care and maintenance of your penis, which they don't, there's no reason why a show about success in life should be for men only. Apparently, 400 episodes of talking to brilliant people didn't teach you that the world doesn't revolve around men, or that it's a bad business model to immediately exclude 50% of the population from consuming your product. Ironically, if I had to give dating advice, it would be to avoid men that subscribe to your worldview. I fully expect you to write me off as a raging feminist and ignore this, but I actually would be interested in hearing what you have to say in response. As I said, I was interested in your show, but I'll be sticking to TED, Death, Sex, and Money, and the numerous other podcasts that explore these topics without engaging in outdated gender discrimination. Sincerely, Lorraine. Hi, Lorraine. Thanks for the note. I actually appreciate this perspective, and I kind of understand what you're saying here. But let me tell you a story. When I was a kid, I ate Special K cereal, if anyone remembers that. See, I thought it tasted good and was even good for you. I didn't really care that it was marketed for middle-aged women. I didn't care that Kathy Ireland, or whoever it was on the front of the box in a one-piece. In fact, I rather enjoyed that part. One day, my friend Adam... Well, that might be sexist, too, now that I think about it. One day, my friend Adam came over and exclaimed, "You eat Special K? You're a girl!" And us kids said that back then, much to my current-day shame, of course. And I'm not sure what my response was, but it probably involves something clever, like a punch on the shoulder and a round of Super Mario Brothers. And I've actually addressed this same concern on the show many, many times. You're not a raging feminist, or perhaps you are, but it doesn't upset me at all. To each his own, or her own. That said, tens of thousands of women listen, and they simply ignore the slogan, which takes up less than 3 seconds of airtime. Yes, I timed it. Understanding fully that the show is great and can help anyone, and does. However, our live residential training program is exclusively designed for men. It helps them become a better version of themselves, in large part so that they actually deserve the women they want in their lives. Of course, many men come in for many reasons, ranging from family and the married guys to business networking, but nevertheless, this has to be a safe place for guys to be vulnerable and open, and that's a tough recipe. So not only is the show designed to make the men in your life better, but our entire business is designed as such, and the only way to get the guys listening and really paying attention is to let them know this isn't yet another Maxim magazine top five things to get supermodels in bed bullcrap program, and is really designed to get them off their butts and moving forward so that they can catch up with the developments women have made over the past few decades. See, I too am a raging feminist. I'm raging so hard that I started an entire show and business and have essentially dedicated my entire life to making better men, in large part because we need to step up our game and put our best foot forward. How do you rage, Lorraine? I certainly hope it's not just by writing email. I fully expect you to write us off as a bunch of idiot frat guys and hate us because we're not TED Talks, but in the end, that's your loss. I'd love to have everyone listen to the show, but it's much more important to me personally and to the Art of Charm to screen in the guys that need this stuff. So if I scare off a handful of people, not everyone blasts us because of the slogan, by the way, said one time during the introduction, that's okay, because we're reaching the people we are supposed to reach. I sincerely hope you'll reconsider. If I could please everyone, I would, but we both know that's impossible. Whether you listen or not, be well, and leave everything and everyone, man and woman alike, better than you found it. John asks, why don't you have infield footage? Infield footage, for those of you who don't know, is like videos of us like running around, picking up girls in field. And the reason, John, that we don't have infield footage is because we are not pickup artists. This has nothing to do with what we can do and everything to do with what you can do. If you're looking for someone to show you how to meet people and get better at creating connections, the Art of Charm is the right place. If you're the type of person for whom that is such an unbelievable phenomenon that you need video proof that we can actually talk to strangers even after hearing us on the show for 400 plus hours, then you're probably not the type of student we really want here. Don't get me wrong. We welcome questions and I welcome speculation and skepticism and inquiry, but what we don't need to do is play dancing monkey on YouTube. Try what you learn on the show. If it works for you, you know there's a lot more where that came from at boot camp. This comes from Mike. He says, hey, Jordan, fan of the show. You're a bit of a role model for me. Thank you very much. That's awesome. I know you're busy, but I'd like your help. I work for a real estate company, and my boss was a cop for 30 years. In that time, he became chief of the SWAT and is well known in the agency. I applied for that police department and passed all the physical and written tests and made the eligibility list. I want to know how I can approach him about giving me a hand without being blatantly obvious that I'm asking him to engage in nepotism. He's the nicest and jolliest man in the world. He's very eager to help in anything, but my girlfriend, who also works there, is afraid that I might commit a faux pas and make myself look bad. I have a child on the way with my girl, and he knows I need more than this $10 an hour job to make ends meet. I've worked government jobs before, and I know that who you know is even more crucial than in the private sector. What should I say? Well, Mike, honestly, this doesn't sound like nepotism. This isn't really, you're not asking a lot. You're not saying, hey, man, I'm grossly underqualified. Can you pull some strings to get me a job? You're asking for a kind word. So just be honest. If your boss can't take that you're being straightforward about your needs, then he's a bad boss. But it sounds like he's a great boss. He sounds like a great guy. I bet you he'd be happy to help you. The other thing is, keep this in mind. You already know that it's more about who you know. Do you think that the other people gunning for that same job are going to go, well, I know people who can pull strings for me, but I'm not going to call them because I want to be fair or I don't want to look bad? You're putting yourself at a competitive disadvantage for that same position for which you are equally, if not greatly qualified, because you're already on the eligibility list, which means that technically you're probably qualified for the job. All other things being equal, you deserve this, and he'd probably be stoked to help you, and if he can, that's great, and if he can't, well, at least you asked. I don't think there's anything wrong with asking for a helping hand. In fact, this is kind of how networking works. If you're not doing it, somebody else probably is, and if you pretend like this doesn't exist, you're just being oblivious to the secret game being played around you. So I say go for it. If he doesn't think you're a fit for it, he should tell you, and if he thinks that it's inappropriate that you asked, I think that you're in the wrong job. All right.
Johnny, we know if you listen to the show, you are driven. In fact, we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast.
Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey.
We have hired a lot of team members over the last 17 years. Going through endless resumes, well, that's a time sink. But you know what else is a time sink? Interviewing endless people, because they're all going to give you the best face forward.
That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets.
Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast.
And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/charm. Just go to Indeed.com/charm right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/charm. Terms and conditions apply.
Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Art of Charm listeners. I'm excited to share a new podcast I've been absolutely binging. Winning is an everyday mindset, and Craig Robinson and John Calipari are here to help. On Ways to Win podcast, Craig and Coach Cal use their on-court wisdom to solve your off-court problems. Whether it's trouble at home or a workplace dilemma, the coaches will help you find a winning formula for success. You'll hear from prominent athletes, business leaders, and celebrities who reveal insights that made them into the leaders they are today. And don't miss President Obama sharing how he deals with pressure by projecting confidence, believing in your team, and taking criticism. Listen to Ways to Win wherever you get your podcasts.
Hope you guys all enjoyed that. Don't forget, you can reach me at jordan@theartofcharm.com. I read everything. I'd love to hear from you. And the survey, so important. Please go and fill it out. It'll take just a few minutes. Theartofcharm.com/survey. It's a listener survey. It's not asking for anything personal, just asking for your listening habits. And it helps us find sponsors that will be good for you. And that's at theartofcharm.com/survey. Thank you so much for that. More from The Art of Charm, of course, at theartofcharm.com. Now have a great weekend. Get out there and connect and leave everything and everyone better than you found them.
Thanks for listening to The Art of Charm. Get more confidence, relationship skills, life hacks, and everything for the extraordinary man at theartofcharmpodcast.com.